Welcome to Maseches Barabasa, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav, Chapter 10, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins, Misha Nimkat Shtar Chayva. If a fellow lent someone money, and now he has a Shtar Chayva, he has a document in his hand that he can use to go and claim the money from the borrower. And then what happened was, let's say water falls on it, and it gets erased, and it's not legible anymore. Midin Alav Edim, we get Edim, we get witnesses that understand or saw that which is written in the content of the Shtar, when it was written, that it's these are the two parties involved, how much it was, and Bezdin come and they make a kiyum. They qualify, they verify the shtar, the document, and they write, Ish Pliny ben Pliny, this fellow, the son of this fellow, Nimchak Shtaray, his shtar, his document was erased. This is the amount. Biyoim Pliny, this is when the loan happened. Pliny Pliny Edav, and these people are his Edim, these people are his witnesses. Continues the Mishnah. Mishnah Misha Para Mikzas Chayvay. Let's say a fellow owed his friends $100 and he paid up part of it. And so now we have an issue here because the malva, the lender, has a shtar that says $100, but he paid up a third of it, let's just say. And the malva doesn't want to relinquish the shtar and give it to a third person, as we saw in one of the previous Mishnahs. So what do you do? Rabbi Yehuda says that we made a new shtar, a new document with the two-thirds that's left to the loan, and we tear up the first shtar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yichtav, the lender should write to the borrower, shoiver, a receipt for the amount that he paid up. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nimtzazeh comes out of so, that the borrower, Tzarchli Yishayim Yishayvar Menachbarim, he has to carefully guard his new document, the receipt from Achbarim, that rats or the mice shouldn't eat it up. If not, because if not, he's going to have to end up paying the entire chayv, the entire loan, even though he paid back part of it. Rabbi Yehuda back to Rabbi Yehuda, Kach Yofalai. Yes, that's what should happen. The onus should be on the borrower, because this way he'll want to pay back the loan as quick as possible, and do what he's supposed to do. Why should we make the malva, the lender, who anyways is doing a mitzvah, is doing a favor and lending the money, why should he be the one that has to hold on to an extra document? So therefore he holds the halacha is, that's what we do. We give him a shaver, we give the borrower a receipt, and he has to hold on to that until the entire loan is paid up. Let's see the next Mishnah. Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 10, Mishnah Sen. The Mishnah begins, Shnei Achim. Let's say there are two brothers, Echad Oni ve'Echad Asher. One's poor and one's wealthy. And their father leaves over as an inheritance merchatz ubei sabad, a bathhouse and a place to press olives. Asan l'sachar, if the father used it for profit, which means to say that he rented them out, then hasachar le'emtza, then the poor brother could tell the wealthy brother, let's rent it out, and the two of us will divide the profits. And this way, the poor person has some income. Asan le'atzman, let's say their father used to use the merchatz ubei sabad. He used to use the bathhouse, or he used to use the place to press olives for his own usage. So he asher emel ani. Then the wealthy person could tell the poor brother, "Kach lach avadim beyirchatu b'merchatz." Hey, why don't you and your servants use the merchatz? Now use the bathhouse. Now, sadly, he doesn't have any servants. Kach lachazaisim boy bathan beisabad. Go get olives, and you can go and you can press them in the olive press. In other words, he could tell him that I'm not renting it out. I don't want to rent it out. You're not going to get any use from it because you don't have any olives because you're so poor and you don't really have any major usage from the Beis HaMerchatz. Too bad. That's just how life is and that's how life works. It says the Mishnah, Shaim Shai Birachas. Let's say there's two fellows in the same city. Shemecha Yosef ben Shimon. One fellow's name is Yosef, the son of Shimon. Shemecha Yosef ben Shimon. And the second one has exactly the same name. Einichayim Leitzin Shtar Chozelze. They're not allowed to, it's not possible for them to take a shtar chayv, an obligation of a loan to pay money, one on the other. Neither could somebody else take out a loan, a document, and say, you owe me money, Yosef ben Shimon. Why? Because he could always say, it wasn't me, it was the other Yosef ben Shimon. Let's say somebody borrowed money from two Yosef ben Shimons, and he gave them a shtar, and comes out that the loiva now has a receipt that says that the shtar that he of Yosef ben Shimon is paid up. Shtar Shnei Paruan, halacha is, neither of them could claim money from him, because he could say, hey, here's the receipt, and there's no way to prove that it's not from him. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll continue this Mishnah, wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week. Hatzlacha Rabbah. For three generations.